Now let's learn how to use the comer in special difficulties. 那么下面我们来看一看如何运用逗号。首先，同学们要记住，如果三个或三个以上的词、短语或句子只用一个并列连接词来连接，它们之间就要用逗号。并列连接词前也要用逗号。For example, he opened the letter, comma, read it, comma, and made a note of its contents. comma, 逗号啊，注意这个词汇的发音。第二，插入语或同位语前后必须用逗号分开。Now please listen to me. I own over 1,000 books and, comma, to make matters worse, the room is rather small. 注意到，在 to make matters worse 这个插入语的前后，我们都用到了标点符号逗号。第三，状语从句位于句首时，也要用逗号和主句分隔开来，而放在句尾则不需要。After we had visited the market, comma, we returned home. 第四，非限定性定语从句必须用逗号分开。Thanks to the English Channel, comma, which separates Britain from Europe, comma, the country has not been invaded since 1066. 第五，语次转变词也应该用逗号，把它同句子中的其他成分分开。这里的语次转变词也就是我们经常强调的连接词了。For example, a few cars, comma, however, comma, completed the race. He failed the examination. He couldn't, comma, therefore, continue his study at school. 同学们发现在 therefore 之前之后我们都用到了标点符号逗号，因为插入到句中了。如果用在主句前，我们只需要借助一个逗号 therefore 逗号 he couldn't continue his study at school. 最后，介词短语和分词短语位于句首时也必须加逗号加以分隔。 Despite its immensity, 逗号，It's both simple and elegant. 这是我们在第十七课所学的一个语句结构。Taking off his jacket, 逗号 ,George pushed his arm through the drain cover. 那么分词短语和读句之间用逗号分隔开来。With some children, small thumbs go a long way. 那么 with 所引导的介词短语用在句首也用到了逗号。Now please finish the exercise by yourselves. 那么练习题留给大家。Now let's do the exercise together. Multiple choice questions. Number one. Some kidnappers took considerable interest in Mrs. Ramsey's cat because, of course we choose A. Mrs. Ramsey could and would pay a lot to get her only companion back.这里应用到了两个情态动词 could, would, 有能力也心甘情愿的去付很多的钱来把他唯一的伙伴弄回来啊。Get her only companion back, 啊，注意 could, would. Number two, on what conditions did the kidnapper promise the safe return of relatives? On what conditions, 重点把握题干当中的这个表达方式。那么基于什么的条件基础之上，这绑架者会把拉斯特斯安全的送回来呢？ We choose boy. Mrs. Ramsey was not to inform the police and had to pay 1,000 pounds. 她不会告知警察，而且呢要付1000英镑的赎金。Number three. How was the restless dear to Mrs. Ramsey in more ways than one? 那么究竟这个拉斯特斯对于这个老太太宝贝到什么程度呢？ We choose A. She was very fond of him, and it had cost her a lot to get him back. 她非常喜欢这只猫， 那么花了他好多钱才把他弄回来了。文章的最后一个语句 The cat was dear to her in more ways than one. 这个 dear 具有双重的含义啊。Okay, number four. Mrs. Lena Ramsey is a very wealthy lady who slept with her cat Rastus for a great many years. 我们有了段时间 for a great many years, 所以这个时态已经限定在现在完成时。So a truth boy has shared a flat with her cat. Number five, she searched for him but could not find him.Anywhere, which was dog. 那么用于否定句，到处 anywhere. Number six, her first reaction, the police. 这是动词不定式 to 的用法。根据语法规则，当主语是 aim, ambition, ambition, 野心 duty, goal.目标 ,goal, hope, idea, intention, mistake, plan, policy, purpose, reaction, suggestion, 等名词的时候句子的表语必须是 to, 不定式短语。那么该不定式短语呢是说明其内容的。For example, his purpose in life,was to seek truth instead of money. His purpose in life was to seek truth instead of money. 他生活的目的是追求真理而不是金钱。Our plan is to make better use of this material. 我们的计划就是更好地利用这些材料。Our plan is to make better use of this material.所以这个答案应该是 A 选项 Her first reaction was to call the police 她的第一个反应就是报考警察 Number 7 But never seeing Rastus again she changed her mind 原文当中我们用到了 fearing 那么 fear 动词相当于 be afraid of 所以我们选择的表达方式应该是 boyAfraid of never seeing Rastus again. C 选项 for fear, 那么这个表达方式不完整。For fear, 要和介词 of 或 that 搭配。For fear of, 它所表达的概念表示恐怕害怕。而 for fear that, 那也表示恐怕害怕唯恐以免。For example,They are working hard for fear that they should fear. Or they are working hard for fear of failure. Got it? 那么第四个选项 afraid for. Afraid for. 它的侧重点表示为什么而感到担心害怕失去。The parents are afraid for their children. 父母常常为孩子们担心。He was afraid for his job. He was afraid for his job. 他害怕丢饭碗。那么如果你想表达我不怕掉脑袋 I'm not afraid for my head. I'm not afraid for my head. Okay? 那 number 8. Considering money she paid, he was dear.那么考虑到他所付出的这么一大笔费用原文当中我们用到了表达方式 considering the large amount 这么一大笔费用有同时我选择 A 选项我们不用 great 去修饰 money ransom 而应该用了 large got it 那么既然主体词是名词所以这个感叹形式应该用到连接词 what What a lot of money Number 9 Rastus leads a life 在原文当中我们用到了 orderly 有规律的 A 选项 correct 正确的 Y 选项 merit， 慎重的，有节奏的。For example, he spoke in measured tones. He spoke in measured tones. 他说话很有节奏。而 regular 是强调有规则的。那么答案应该选择第四个选项，表示受纪律约束的，守纪律的。Number 10, he usually goes in the evening. Of course, we choose boy. Goes for a stroll. Goes for a stroll means go for a walk, 去散步。而 A 选项 go on a track, 或表达为 go for a track, 表示进行艰苦的跋涉。Trot, 在 C 选项当中我们见到 trot, 小跑。I'm going for a trot down the lane. 我要沿着这个条巷子呢小跑。I'm going for a trot down the lane. Okay, number 11. Wrestlers arrived punctually. We choose C. 那么的答案应该选择 C. As expected, 或表达为 as was expected, 正如所预料的那样。那么它替换了原文 sure enough.果然如此。而 dog 选项 as a matter of fact 相当于 in fact actually 事实上实际上。 OK boy 选项 without doubt 毫无疑问啊。那么这个侧重点在于强调果然如此，正如所预料的那样，所以我们应该选择 C 选项。 Number 12 He appeared veryOkay, he appeared very well. 那么强调身体好。So we choose A, healthy. Boy, satisfied. 满意的。Good looking, 长相好看的。Sane, 明智的。It means sensible. S-E-N-S-I-B-L-E. Okay, so much for the exercise in lesson 19. Please open your textbooks at page 90.Let's learn the words in lesson 20. Read with me aloud. Pioneer. Pioneer. Lord. Lord. Kelly. Kelly. Overland. Overland. Now let's learn how to use the first word, pioneer. Pioneer. And this is a noun in tennis, 先驱, a person.Who does something first? For example, young pioneer, 少先队员。A pioneer of operation, 手术的开创者。Pioneer, 同义词 advocate, A-D-V-O-C-A-T-E, 倡导者。Of course, both of them are transitive verbs, 当然这两个动词 pioneer 和 advocate 也都是及物动词。You know, it means began or help in the early development of something. 开创倡导。For example, pioneer adult education. 倡导成人教育。Advocate adult education. Okay, next. Lord, 对英国贵族的尊称勋爵。So you know, title, prefix to name the peers.如果同学们想表达无君主的 lordless lordship 君权 lordly 副词傲慢的，同时我要求大家掌握这几个名词 duke D-U-K-E 公爵 marquis M-A-R-Q-U-I-S marquis 侯爵Earl, E-A-R-L, 伯爵。Viscount, V-I-S-C-O-U-N-T, 注意它的发音 ,Viscount, 子爵。Baron, B-A-R-O-N, 男爵。Now please read with me aloud. Duke, Marquis, Earl, Viscount, Baron.